Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis bringing us back. Chuba, chuba, my baby.
Chuba, chuba. Hello, stranger.
One of the classics right out of the Wayback Machine.
It seems so good to see you back again.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I guess you can tell I like that song. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of On Demand Brand. He's talking to us about QR codes, this new technology. And I say new. It's not brand new, but it's the newest, isn't it, Rick?
It is, and it's evolving literally all the time. Next week, Glamour magazine is going to be placing QR code-like icons that are called social barcodes in all the advertising in its issue. And here, you scan the code with your mobile phone, and you instantly or automatically like the brand or the advertiser on your Facebook page and get a special discount.
Right, because they because
all the time.
They like the they like it when you like them, and so folks, again, we're talking about the square looking little looks like a little flat hologram kind of thing, and it's square, but it's like a barcode only better, and it's democratized, meaning that you too can participate, right, Rick?
That's right. I mean, there are three reasons this is really important for SMBs. I deal mainly with large brands and a sprinkling of startups, but there's really good reasons for even micro businesses to be looking at this. One is, for all the hype about mobile advertising, people looking at mobile advertising, about half of all mobile ads clicked are by mistake. People just aren't, I don't know what kind of crack we've been smoking to think that consumers are going to cotton to tiny little text ads on their mobile phones. Or that we can go grab an ad model from the old school internet, namely a banner ad, you drop it onto a mobile phone and go to town. Instead, really, we should not be viewing mobile as a way to, deliver more ads, get more ads in front of more people in more places. We should instead recognize that mobile, through things like QR code, make traditional advertising interactive. Our print ads become interactive. Our direct mail becomes interactive. Our outdoor billboards become interactive. Everything becomes interactive. And then two, kind of adding to that, is that according to Ipsos this last week, it turns out that print, not online or mobile, is tops in media consumption for affluent Americans.
Wow.
So that 20% of people who account for 60% of U.S. income and 70% of U.S. net worth, when they're taking in information like a newspaper or magazine, they are reading it in a hard copy.
Are they still like the catalogs?
Yep, they still like the catalogs. It's not.
I still like the catalogs.
I do too. And it's not, it's not like they aren't using mobile phones. They're also the most likely to own a tablet or a smartphone. It's just that they also like a hard copy.
And they probably have their smartphone right beside them when they're looking at the catalog. And so if there's a QR code associated with it, they can click on it and maybe make a purchase.
Exactly.
Without getting out of the recliner.
That's exactly right. It's the one thing that, one device that we have with us all the time. And now you're flipping through, USA Today, you come across a Tag Heuer watch ad, you can scan it, find out more about the collection, and act on that call to action right there.
Right.
Even Blue Nile is running QR codes in their TV spots now.
But here's the thing, folks. I remember, Rick, When big companies had barcodes, and little companies only dreamed of having barcodes. And then I remember where, when it got to the point where if you were a distributor, if you were selling something to big companies, they wouldn't take your boxes if they weren't barcode capable. So you had to at least buy boxes, or you had to at least have them on your boxes you were sending to big companies, your packaging. And then it got to the point where small businesses could afford barcodes. So it took years to get to that point. Now QR codes, which is just a fancy variation of the same technology, is available very in a very compressed time to small businesses.
That's right. I mean, this third thing here is the big news is they're practically free.
Yeah.
So there's so much hype around, spending hours a day on social media, which is important, but here's a way you can go online, and there are several do-it-yourself free apps for creating a QR code, instantaneously. Why not add them just to try them? You're not going to get a huge response from them, but you're going to get some people to respond, and then...
How about your business card? People are putting their business cards in QR codes now.
I see them all the time now. It has really become, it really taking off, and I find them incredibly handy because I instantly am able to capture things when I'm on the go. I don't know if you've done this before, but if I see, happen to be thinking about getting a fence built or something, and I come across a yard that has one of these signs, this fence built by whoever, I'll snap a photo of the telephone number on the ad. Well, here, if they just have a QR code, I can snag the information about the company.
Right.
And then give them a call later on.
So, or maybe right then, maybe at that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no reason not to try it.
And folks, here's the thing, Rick, that I want to make sure we get to. One of the things I've been talking a lot about is I talk about the age of the customer, which is something I really think people should start getting in their heads. And this is a big push that I've been making for a couple of years now, is customers have 21st century expectations, evolving, emerging, growing, expanding 21st century expectations that are arising from what we're talking about right now, the QR code type things. These are new expectations customers have, folks. The more you address these expectations, the more competitive you will be. And see, to me though, Rick, it's not about being competitive. These new expectations are not about being competitive, but being relevant.
That's right. People want the information they want right when they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to get their attention at a moment, you want to seize on it and create an engagement with them as soon as possible.
That's exactly right. And this is an example of where small business actually can have an advantage over the big companies. Quick break, 10 till. More on QR codes with our good friend Rick Matheson. His book is called The On-Demand Brand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.